Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
The threat to the right of children to be raised in mother-father homes doesn't come only from gay adoptions. It also comes from the father phobia of family courts, which deprive children of their own fathers. Under no-fault divorce, equality is the rule. Either spouse can terminate a marriage without the other spouse's consent and without any fault committed by the cast-off spouse or even alleged by the spouse initiating the divorce. But when it comes to determining child custody, sexism is the rule. By making allegations of fault, true or false, major or petty, against the male, the female can usually get the family court to grant her their children and his money. Despite an extended string of U.S. Supreme Court decisions upholding the fundamental right of parents to the care, custody, and control of their children, and despite a high standard the government must meet in order to terminate parental legal rights, fathers are routinely denied due process when it comes to determining child custody after divorce. One of the most un-American aspects of family court procedure is the sentencing of fathers to attend re-education classes and psychotherapy sessions to induce them to admit fault and to indoctrinate them in government-approved parenting behavior. The court-approved psychotherapists report back to the court on the father's supposed progress, and his attendance at these Soviet-style re-education sessions must continue until he conforms. Family courts use a highly subjective rule called the best interest of the child, as recommended by court-appointed child custody evaluators or psychotherapists. There is no requirement that they have any first-hand experience with raising children, and they are allowed to use their own personal prejudices to overrule the parents. But why aren't parents the ones best able to decide what is the best interest of the child? And why isn't anybody asking that question?
Judges have no constitutional authority to write new laws, yet power-grabbing judges have created new rights to same-sex marriage, partial birth abortion, and pornography. For more about these attacks in our culture and a new book by Phyllis Schlafly called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Pro hockey crowd and the college hockey crowd. Why do you say that, and what are the differences in the crowds in your, to your mind?
Well, you know, I think that there was a time that there were two worlds where our world didn't cross into theirs, you know, where our best players weren't filling the rosters like they are now at some 20 to 25%. And even in management now, we've got the Lou Lamoriello's and Mike Milbury's and Mike Sullivan with the Bruins, you know, guys that have crossed those two worlds. And so there was a time that there were really two distinct worlds. And even as we've made inroads into pro hockey, I think there's the group that probably this winter went to the Providence Bruins and the Worcester Ice Cats as opposed to coming and checking us out. Our attendance figures haven't shown the huge jumps we were hoping for. But I think when you see our game, I think people are going to realize, geez, you know, they don't have that center ice red line, and you can make that long pass, and geez, it's pretty exciting, and the bands and the kids that are playing with such emotion that they're going to realize on most nights it's a better product. And we're kind of hoping when the NHL comes back, and we all want it to come back. I mean, it doesn't help anybody for the top level of our sport to be idle. That when they come back, that maybe they'll take a tip or two from us. We've tried to clean up the game a little bit this year with a new directive to eliminate some of the holding and some of the obstruction, and it's paid off. There was a period there of transition, but now I think the players have bought into it, the coaches bought into it, and I think we've made a good product even better.
Well, you know, it's funny what you say about the technical differences between pro hockey and college hockey, because if you watch a college hockey game, and certainly not all of the players on all college hockey teams are as skillful at all the different levels of hockey skill as are the pro players, but in its own way, college hockey is a quicker game.
It is, and you know what's happened now is the guys are bigger, they're faster, and I'm not necessarily saying this is a great thing, but we've kind of professionalized our involvement with the kids are doing it, and this is for a whole other day, but that you're doing this 12 months of the year, and they're doing their off-ice training, and they're lifting weights during the season, and just as specimens, just as athletes, they're bigger, stronger, faster. Now, whether they have the creativity of yesteryear, I don't know, but... And certainly amazing to see what these athletes are like when they get out there. And I'm always partial to the goaltenders, as we talked about before. The goalies, I know, are better than ever. Some would argue that's because they're bigger than ever, which because of changes in the equipment. But, you know, last year we had a triple overtime final. We had a 1-0 semifinal. We had great excitement. And this is only, I think, the second or third time we've had these four schools together advance to the Fleet Center, and they are arguably the top of the league. I think they've won over 80% of our championships. So it's also got the NCAA's looming a week or two from now, and we're hoping all four of these teams advance in one way or another.
Hey, Joe, what made you want to stop a small, frozen, black rubber disc when you were a boy?
Well, the first thing, I grew up in Arlington, you know, and just to be on the high school team was a big deal. And in my case, I was a pragmatist. It was the only way I was going to get on the team was as a goalie. I was a slow defenseman, and I became an average-speeded goalie just by changing positions. But I was one of those kids that rolled around the street playing street hockey or on the... You know, you'd go in to watch a game at the Garden, and you'd crush up a Coca-Cola cup and play floor hockey on those grimy landings as you go from level to level. And I think, like most guys, you're attracted to the equipment, which was always pretty cool looking. But and to be brutally honest, it was the only way I was going to make a team. And being in that town, it was a big deal to make the hockey team in Arlington. It's still one of the few public schools that can hold its own in the high school world that's changed.
One of the three coldest rinks in North America.
Summer Street Rink?
Oh,
awful, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's like, you need hip replacement surgery after you go see a high school hockey game.
You've got to be a hardy lot to play this game. You can't do it casually.
I'm sorry. Joe, two things. A, your brush with fame in Hollywood and not necessarily the Globe.
Well, you're referring to Love Story.
Right.
Yeah, I've been telling people I've been looking at scripts for 30 years so I wouldn't get typecast as a goalie. So I've only made the one movie. But
What was it you did in the movie? I forget.
I made one save, gave the puck to Billy Cleary, who was Ryan O'Neill's stuntman.
Yeah.
And then Billy went behind the net with it, and they shot O'Neill from the waist up because his ankles were touching the, inside of his ankles were on the ice. He was a Southern California guy that couldn't play. So I had my one save. And as far as not the Boston Globe, I don't know if I've ever talked to Mike about this because we did a parody of one of your columns.
I remember it, yeah.
We had a lot of fun. Larry DeRocher was the publisher. He was a publisher of Rolling Stone magazine for a while and also the Boston Phoenix.
Lived up in New Hampshire,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, New London, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Great guy. And he was the publisher to my being editor, and we had a lot of fun. We did 2 years of Not the Boston Globe, and then we put out our own, we did a tabloid called the Daily Constitutional, which was, kind of a Herald knockoff. But I got the down payment for my first house out of those papers and had a lot of fun with them.
Hey, Joe, other than yourself, obviously, was Ken Dryden the best college goalie you've seen?
I'll tell you, there's a couple of good goalies right now, and I shouldn't be touting the other league, but Cornell's got a goalie now that just broke Dryden's shutout record, a guy named David McKee. And Dove Grimmett Morris, who's down at Harvard, has had an unbelievable year, and both of them were announced as Hobie Baker finalists last night. But Dryden was a show unto himself, between the size, and he was somewhat flamboyant, and people, he'd lean on that stick in kind of a posed posture, and people would go and just stare at him in warm-ups. And he had a goals against the average of under two each year that he played in an era where that just didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the numbers now are a lot lower. And then, of course, just 2 years out of Cornell, in the midst of studying law at McGill, he stones the Bruins in probably, they won the Cup in 70 and 72, but the 71 team was probably their best offensive team. And here this rookie comes in and just, shuts him down. And,
yeah.
But he was the whole package because he was, he was articulate. He was a little bit quirky. He's written a couple of great books for, you don't even have to be a hockey fan, but a sports fan. He's done a couple of great books, one that was turned into a video series too about Canada's home. It's called Home Game, and it refers not to a home or away game, but hockey being the country's home game. And very articulate. But yeah, he was the best in his time.
We're talking to Joe Britagna, Commissioner of Hockey East, and Hockey East at the Fleet Center this evening. Two great games back to back. Joe, did you watch any of the hearings yesterday on steroids in baseball?
I was driving around because we had our banquet last night, and I heard some of it live and heard some of the clips, and it's pretty disheartening. I thought Stephen Lintz was terrific with some of his questions, and obviously a no-nonsense kind of guy from South Boston. But, it's not just a baseball story, as everybody said, and I think a lot of our guys pay attention to these things because obviously, we haven't had any. Our sport hasn't been tainted by this subject. But anybody who's training with those types of aspirations for athletics, you got to pay attention to what's going to come out of these hearings. And I hope it wasn't just a show. I hope they're serious about it, and something good comes out of it.
Well, you're right about Steve Lynch. I mean, half the members of the committee, I think, brought their baseball card collection with them to have the guys sign them. But you mentioned in the course of talking about college hockey players as well as professional hockey players. At the college level, it is, in many cases, and it begins in high school or earlier, it's a 12-month-a-year deal, working out, staying in shape, getting ready to either, try and attract the interest of a college hockey coach or maintain the interest of your existing college hockey coach.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite.
Curtivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Curtivite. You can find more information at www.curtivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Curtivite is a natural thing. Gets you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Curtivite.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Yes, all year round, going to camps, and by the time 12, 14, 15, that's it. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, and I think hockey sometimes gets unfairly picked on. I'm always kind of annoyed when there are news stories of other things, and they always identify somebody as a hockey player as if that's pertinent to the story. You know, the NCAA just came out with the graduation rates and you know, all the different sports across the country, male and female, and the hockey players did very well. The women hockey players, not surprisingly, did a little bit better. But the male hockey players, the schools are doing a great job at keeping that balance between what goes on in the classroom and what goes on the ice. And we've known that all along, and now we've got numbers to back it up.
What time are they dropping the puck this afternoon?
We've got 5 o'clock, number 1, Boston College against number 4, Maine, and 8 o'clock, number 2, Boston University against number 3, New Hampshire. And these are actually the same pairings that we ended the regular season with. Those teams played each other in these roles just 2 weeks ago. And now they're back at it again. As they say, BC, a slight favorite, but as we read in the paper this morning, Patrick Eves is injured and is not likely to play. So I think it's a pick'em type of a tournament, and that makes it a lot of fun for the fans.
Great night of hockey at the Fleet Center. Starts at 5 o'clock. Joe Britannia, Hockey East, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. We'd love to have you on.
Hey, Joe.
We love Joe. We're big Joe fans. Pick a number, Hank.
Number 6.
Off of what CD, Hank?
Number 6, CD 2.
CD 2, cut number 6, John. Let's see if Hank's streak continues. We'll see what he picked off of the iTunes version, baby. I think the streak's over.
Yeah.
For you.
Who burned this?
I burned it, but I don't think it would appeal to you.
Well, folkish.
No, it picks up a little.
There's a little mellow guitar there. To start.
Well, I don't want anybody driving into a bridge abutment, though. It is good guitar work. All right, John, let's just get out of here and go to a break.
continuing to watch the nation. 96.9 FM Talk.
Seasons Restaurant in the Millennium Hotel, Boston. Zagat calls it an overlooked gem with creative and tasty food, fabulous service, and a wonderful place to celebrate. And celebrate you will with Seasons award-winning cuisine, outstanding wine list, spectacular view of Faneuil Hall and the Boston skyline, and the parking. Seasons offers valet parking nightly, and every Friday night, valet parking is free when you dine at Seasons. Now you need look no further than Seasons Restaurant for great food in Boston and a parking space. Call Seasons for reservations at 617-523-4119. Seasons is now accepting reservations for Easter brunch. Call 617-523-4119 now for more information. Whether it's martinis with friends, a business lunch, or Friday night dinner with free valet parking, it's always a special occasion at Seasons in the Millennium Bostonian Hotel, Faneuil Hall Marketplace. Seasons, a wonderful place to celebrate.
Save thousands at your New England Dodge dealer during the Dodge March Spring Event. Drive a Dodge and discover how a Hemi can change your life.
NBC News, now, 96.9 FM Talk.
NBC News Radio, I'm Natalie Morales. Showdown over Terri Schiavo, Florida's right to die case, gets another test today as House lawmakers try to block doctors from removing the feeding tube from the severely brain-damaged woman. David Gibbs, attorney for Schiavo's parents.
Death by starvation is unbelievable, and we are just thrilled that the Congress and the federal courts may step in to spare Terri once again.
Schiavo's husband is fighting to remove the tube, saying she didn't want to be kept alive artificially. The Senate is challenging the president on Medicaid. A group of Republicans is siding with Democrats to put $15 billion in cuts back in the budget over...
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutional based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
96.9 FM Talk.
Go ahead, call me a mama's boy, but I still like to pick up Mom and take her to the family dinners.
He's a good boy.
Thanks, Ma. And I see you brought your famous fish souffle.
No one ever complains.
That's because no one ever eats it. But it's one more good reason for me to have New Glade car-scented oil. I just clip it to my air vent and my car smells Glade-scented oil fresh, not fishy.
But I like my fish souffle.
And therein lies the problem. New car-scented oil only from Glade. It's freshness to go. S.C. Johnson Family Company.
More rockin' music, lightning fast gaming, and now through Sunday, one incredible deal. Call 1-800-COMCAST and experience a better, faster Comcast high-speed internet for 3 months at just $19.99 a month. With up to 4 megs, Comcast is now up to 5 times faster than Verizon 768K DSL and comes loaded with features. Now through Sunday, get 3 months of America's number one high-speed internet for just $19.99. $19.99 a month, including a free MP3 player, 10 free downloads from Rhapsody Digital Music, Rhapsody Radio Plus, free Photo Show Deluxe, Super Game Pass, McAfee Personal Firewall, and a free self-install kit, a total value of up to $300. But hurry, this offer ends Sunday, March 20th. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer ends 3/20/05. Restrictions apply. Available in serviceable areas only. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply, or you may cancel service by calling 1-800-COMCAST. Taxes, additional installation fees may apply. Call for service availability and details. Must activate by 3/31 to receive free MP3 player. Offer good while supplies last.
Furniture World, where beautiful homes begin.
It's the Savings of the Green sale right now at Furniture World, New Hampshire's largest and most beautiful furniture showroom in tax-free Salem, Nashua, and Windham, New Hampshire. During the St. Patrick's Day sale, save on beautiful, top-quality furniture for every room in your home. Incredible savings plus no down payment and zero interest till 2009. That's right, zero interest till 2009. See store for details. During the St. Patrick's Day sale, get a world of selection and the best values in home furnishing. Save up to 50%. On furniture for every room in every style from the best names in the industry. Come celebrate the Savings of the Green sale with 0% interest till 2009 at Furniture World's three tax-free New Hampshire locations. The Superstore on Daniel Webster Highway, South Nashua. Flagship Showroom, Route 28 in Salem. And the Clearance Center, Route 28 in Windham.
Furniture World, where beautiful homes begin.
Don't you have enough to keep you up at night without worrying about life insurance? Should you get coverage? Should you get more? Without life insurance, what would happen to your family if something happened to you? Hi, Ray here. You know, with SBLI of Massachusetts, you won't have to worry. Their life insurance experts have been since 1907. They'll help you choose the right policy, quote you a rate, even help you apply right over the phone. For a healthy 35-year-old non-smoker, a 20-year $500,000 policy is just $22 a month. It's good to know, because of all the things that keep you up at night, worrying about life insurance shouldn't be one of them. For your free quote, call 1-888-GET-SBLI. That's 1-888-GET-SBLI. Buyer's Guide and Policy Summary available. Policy Form B36 Series.
Man, Friday is here, and there are a few better days to go to the Stockyard Restaurant than Friday, and especially this Friday, right now. Go over there, sit at the bar, sit anywhere at the Stockyard, and watch the NCAAs. Watch basketball as you eat the, you know, baked scrod. Today is the Baked Haddock Day, Baked Haddock Special at the Stockyard every Friday. You can have a hamburger as well. You can have anything you desire at the Stockyard. The food is great. I'll tell you this much about the Stockyard. Whatever you order at the Stockyard, the food is comparable to anything you're going to get at the great downtown restaurants. Like, I don't care which one you pick. Via Mata, Davio's, Capital Grill. Stockyard is just as good. The price is going to be about half what it is downtown. The parking is free. It's easy to get to. You've seen the Stockyard a million times as you go back and forth on the Turnpike extension. It's directly across from the old TV 38 UPN Tower. It's on Market Street. It's a great day. Go, have lunch, sit there, watch the basketball or watch anything that they have up on the big screen TVs. Bryant's TV, 21 Linden Street, Wellesley. Can't beat that. And you'll have a great time. You want to go there tonight for dinner? No problem. You want to bring your family there for dinner? No problem. You want to have a business lunch? Bring people from the office? No problem. They have private rooms available. 617-782-7400. Family owned. The Mannings have owned and operated the Stockyard for over three decades. And it you can't beat it. You really can't beat it. So not just today, Friday, any day. And I don't care what neighborhood you come from. Once you go to the Stockyard, you'll make it your neighborhood restaurant, so get there. The Stockyard. Oh, Dan, how sad was that, seeing Big Mac yesterday?
Ah, Mike. All right, well, before we get to the sad, I need to tell you that there's no more lobster roll at the Stockyard.
Well, temporarily.
I know.
Temporarily.
But we have to, you know, hold back. Did you hear the story about the elderly woman?
Did they tell you that too?
Well, one of my friends waited on her, and she took like four buses.
Yeah.
Somerville, and it was her birthday, and she was practically dissolved into tears because Mike Barnacle kept saying about the lobster roll. So I hope Manning comped her. Boy.
I think Mark did pick up the tab for that elderly woman who traveled all the way to the Stockyard with four transfers for the lobster roll, and there's a shortage of lobster right now.
Yes.
And the lobster for the lobster rolls of the Stockyard, world's largest lobster roll, are only the best.
That's why there's a shortage
of lobster, and that's why there's a shortage.
Yep, that's it. Okay, now that's done. It was and remains crushing. And you know what? I mean, you go back to yesterday. If in my heart of hearts, I think that Sammy Sosa lied.
Sure.
But no one's talking about him today, and they probably never will. I think he rolled the dice and said, you know, they'll never get me, and I don't even know what the rules are for someone who's not, I don't know if he's an American citizen, if he perjures himself, if it's different in our country. But McGuire, obviously.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, honesty is the best policy, but insanity is the best defense. Derry Brownfield.
And back again we are. By the way, we've had several people try to call. The lines are blocked, and they call Beth, so thinking that there's a problem. I mentioned earlier that the engineers are overhauling my regular studio. So I am in the same studio with Jeff. And Jeff normally, when the phone rings, picks up the phone and says, Derry Brownfield Show, how can I help you? And he can't do that with me sitting right here beside him with a hot microphone. So, or open mic, or whatever you want to call it. But so today the lines are blocked. There's just not much way we can take cars and sound very professional. I don't know if we sound professional when we do take calls. But anyhow, that's what the situation is, people. So we'll talk to you Monday if you want to call. Okay, now back to this RFID thing. As we were saying going into the commercial break, the radio frequency IDs, and there a lot of stores have gone to this now. Walmart was one of the very first ones that did, but they know that they put the little RFID chip in the item that you buy. So you fill your grocery basket or whatever you're buying, and you go to the counter. Hey, this machine reads it, and they know what you've bought and what you owe. Then you take your RFID payment card out, which is attached to your cell phone or to your car keys, and you just swipe the thing, and it zingbo pays for it. So they call this contactless payment. Okay. Now, RFID is absolutely the next evolution in retail payments. MasterCard, Visa, American Express are developing contactless payment cards that incorporate an RFID chip and authorize payments when the card is waved near a terminal. Apparently, you don't have to lay it on it or anything. You just walk by with it. El Zippo. You're out of there. Oyster Smart Card is used on the London Underground. Now, when I saw Underground, I thought I knew what it meant, but it doesn't mean the mafia or anything like that. They call the subway system or the train system over there the Underground, okay? So, Oyster Smart Card is already in use in London on their subway system. The card is embedded. The card has embedded RFID technology that interacts with a terminal to allow customers to pay for their journeys. In other words, when you just walk in onto the train, you've paid. You don't have to have a ticket. You don't have to do anything. You're paid up. Consumers like contactless payment cards because they are convenient. Merchants like them because they are quick. I'll tell you why merchants really like them, because they don't get bad checks. They don't get counterfeit money. Okay, let's keep moving on. Oyster can be used for low-value payments other than train journeys in London, such as buying a coffee or paying for car parking. However, companies would generally use RFID chips and smart cards to prove employees' identity rather than making payments. Here again, this thing is going to be on your car keys and your cell phone, and you just walk up to the door, you walk on in, because the reader on the door knows that it's your cell phone or your car keys, and in you get. An employee's mobile phone might have an RFID interface, which they could hold up to an RFID reader at the company entrance to be let in. Okay. Now, that's about as far as this goes, But let's take it a step further. Did you notice they're in mobile phones and car and key rings? How many times have you heard of someone losing their car keys or losing their mobile phone? Okay? So you can see what's going to happen here. They're going to say, oh, that wasn't such a good idea. The idea is good, but gee whiz, it's easy for somebody to grab your telephone when you're not looking, and now they can deduct from your bank account. So that's not good. So I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take that chip out of the mobile phone or off of the car keys, and let's embed it in your right hand. Now, you're not going to lose your right hand. At least it's not going to, hopefully you're not. You see what we're coming to? For the first time in the history of the world, the mark of the beast is possible. I'm not saying this is a mark of the beast. I'm just saying it is possible. And you can see how easy now it's going to be for for it to be sold to a bunch of dingling kids that have been to dingling schools all of their life. See, I still like living in the 1940s. I like those 30-cent calves and that 20-cent gallon of gasoline. I like to write checks. Doesn't bother me at all. I like to see my checks come back from the bank. But see how all this is changing? And the younger generation don't know any different. They go right along with whatever they hear on ABC, NBC, CNN, Fox, Hannity, whatever. They don't know the difference, people. Now, these people know the difference, all right? They live in and around Buffalo, New York, Erie County, New York, to be exact. Erie County ain't got enough money to keep the county going. It's simple as that. And Erie County, New York, is not alone. There are a lot of counties that are hurting. So what Erie County did was they cut 2,000 jobs. I can't imagine a county having 2,000 employees. But I guess, you know, I live out in the bush, so I know there's a lot of people there, and they need more county employees. Anyhow, Erie County had to cut 2,000 jobs. They cut back on services in order to close more than $100 million budget shortfall. In the Rath Building, now this is in downtown Buffalo, New York, workers report that the bathrooms aren't cleaned or maintained. There's no soap, paper towels, or toilet papers in the restrooms. So county employees bring their own toilet paper. Now, we were talking the other day about putting a tax on toilet paper. Okay, they bring their own. So if you go to Buffalo, New York, especially if you go into any of the county offices, the facilities aren't going to be like they are in other facilities. So you're going to have to, you know, do like we do out here on the farm. You're going to have to carry rolled paper towels with you. Simple as that.
B-Y-O-T-P.
B-Y-O-T-P. See, I got it written right there. Anyhow, bring your own toilet paper.
2 minutes.
Got 2 minutes left. Okay. Well, I look at my watch. I don't have my big old clock in here is the only thing. A nationwide sign-up for the Conservation Security Program. Conservation Security Program? CSP. Now, this is a USDA announcement. Will be available to approximately 235,000 farmers and ranchers in 220 counties? No. 220 watersheds. Now, when did the Department of Agriculture start considering you not living in a county, but living in a watershed? Come on, people, wake up and see what's happening here. It's all around you. If you'll just look, you can see it. It's so obvious. Anyway, they're going to kick loose $235,000 Bigger bunch than that. Anyway, they're going to pay 235,000 farmers and ranchers in 220 watersheds. I'll get to the money here in a minute. It's $202 million. This allows the Natural Resource Conservation Service, now that's NRCS, to write an estimated 12,000 to 14,000 contracts. Now, what is a contract? Both people sign a contract. There's going to be strings attached. You can bet on that. Most working agricultural lands will be eligible, including cropland, orchards, vineyards, pastures, and range. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and we have the phones jammed today. You can call us Monday. Hopefully, they're through beating up our studio by then. We'll be right back.
is the Dairy Brownfield Show, online at dairybrownfield.com.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
And we're back. Now, we're talking about the Conservation Security Program, CSP. I don't usually study those agricultural programs. I'm not involved in any. In fact, I was speaking to a group one time, and somebody that didn't agree with me, which happens regularly, came up and said, "Well, I'll bet you, how much money do you get from the government?" I said, "For what?" "Well, you know, you've got this land. You certainly put it in." I said, "No. The last time I had any dealings with the government at all was back in the 1960s. I signed a contract in 65, I believe it was, on one of these CPR things. It was something else then, but it was. And when that thing ran out, I said, no, not ever again. And I don't even know where the ASCS office is anymore, which is not ASCSF anymore. It's got another name on it, but I don't even know where the thing is. Anyhow, they have changed from counties to watersheds. Now, Jeff did a little research there while we were off the air. What did you come up with on those counties, Jeff?
Well, I can see that their watersheds selected for this year alone here just in the state of Missouri include 3, 4, 5, 6 watersheds. And inside of those watersheds, there's at least 30 counties in Missouri that will be affected. And that's just this year alone.
But see, Missouri's got 114 counties.
Right. They did some counties in Missouri last year, and I'm sure they'll do some next year.
And we're talking about the CSP thing?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So this is just for the CSP deal?
That's correct.
Okay, and they're doing it by watersheds. They tell us that there's 220 watersheds. I'm looking at this article again. Apparently, that's how many watersheds there is in the United States. It represents more than 185 million acres. They're in every state, as well as in the Caribbean area. Caribbean or Caribbean, depending upon what year you graduated from grade school, okay? They're funding this with $202 million, and it goes on to say that most working agricultural lands will be eligible, including cropland, orchards, vineyards, pastures, and rangeland. Sign-up will be held from March 28th to May 27th. This is voluntary. It supports ongoing stewardship of private agricultural working land. It rewards, get these words now. You're going to get a reward for doing this. It rewards those producers who are meeting the highest standards of conservation. And environmental management, now there's a couple of words you want to watch. Environmental management on their operation. Who's going to determine what this environmental management is and who's going to be the manager? Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Brownfield Show. Buy American. It's easier said than done. Buying American-made products these days can be a difficult task. In his book, How Americans Can Buy American, Roger Simmermaker defines what the term buying American really means. It's not as easy as looking for the Made in the USA label. How Americans Can Buy American lists over 16,000 American and foreign-made products and services in an easy-to-use format designed to help you make better informed purchases. Simmermaker says that if every American would just change three simple buying habits from foreign to American, the positive impact on the U.S. economy would be nothing short of enormous. To put the book, How Americans Can Buy American, in your mailbox, send a $28 check, cash, or money order to Buy American. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. The official monthly newsletter of the Dairy Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. What topics does dairy discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed-down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
And we have returned. I knew we would. I hear them banging around in our studio in there. They said, oh, we won't make any noise between 10:06 and 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. But those guys don't know what time is. But anyhow, back to the Conservation Security Program, people. Now, remember, this is voluntary, and it's going to be on private land, any kind of agricultural land. And you can get a reward for environmental management. All right, let's move on. eligible producers will receive compensation for converting to renewable energy fuels such as soy biodiesel and ethanol. You're going to get money for doing this. For recycling 100% of your on-farm lubricants. And for implementing energy production, including wind, solar, geothermal, and methane production. Payment will be capped at $20,000, $35,000, and $45,000 annually. So they're hanging a pretty good sized carrot out there. But now again, let's remember what we said earlier in the show today. What did we say about how do you tell people to not take this money? Well, you say the money is soon going to be spent, right? But those problems will be with you forever and ever and ever and ever. Now, they're going to keep this thing. Well, some of these different programs last 5 years, some last 10 years. But the point is that when the money is gone, you're still going to have the federal nexus. And the nexus is part of that contract that you sign that says, hey, this is going to be environmentally managed. Who are the managers? I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be done. But you can bet that there's going to be plenty of strings attached. In the state of Missouri, and again, I talk more about Missouri than any other state because I happen to live here and I have more affiliates in Missouri than we have in any other state. And my people that listen in Missouri keep me informed more so than people from other states. So I see this, but as we have said time and time again, and we tried to emphasize yesterday, just because it's happening in Missouri, don't think for one second that it's not going to be happening wherever you happen to live. In Missouri, it's House Bill 235. And it's going to require a certificate. Now, this is just a bill. It's not passed. It's going to require a certificate of value. Now, think about this a minute. Containing the actual amount of consideration, a reasonable estimate of the true current market value of your property. You see, the way it is now, the assessor comes out and he assesses, okay? Well, if this bill were to pass and you bought a piece of property, that piece of property would be assessed on exactly what you paid for it, all right? Statement of actual or intended use of the property would be filed with the assessor before the recorder of deeds can accept the filing of any instrument by which any lands or other interest in real property are conveyed to the purchaser or any other person. If the bill is passed, the assessors will no longer have to use their formulas for reassessing a property. They will only use the sold price to arise at your property tax. Now, for us old-timers, that'd be a good deal, except I bet they won't let that ride, because when we were buying land back in the 1950s, it wasn't costing very much. The first house I bought cost $6,200, and we only have 20 seconds left. Well, if that's the case, Jeff, is it time for me to say? It is. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.